Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up right after this.
Donnie Baker, I know you hate your job, and I hate my job, too. Where did you work before you worked for Randy, signed Jamie, and Pike's Peak? Well, first off, Jamie, for your information, I don't work for Randy. I swear to God I don't. I work from a paycheck. Randy's only my direct supervisor, but I was hired by Randy's boss, Dishman. Dishman was the one that said I could make this company better, and he said it right to my face. Randy thinks he runs the place because he gets free coffee and Post-it notes, but he ain't never going to run me. I swear to God he ain't. Man, before I had this job, I had a whole bunch of jobs. I remember one summer I got fired from a car wash because I was really messing with Toby Kuhn's car. He owed me $50 from the docking concert that summer and wouldn't pay up, but still had the nerve to drive through Sonny's car wash where me and Scotty worked. So anyways, it's one of them car washes where you get out of the car and go inside to watch. Toby gets out of his car, don't even tip me or Scotty, so I was hotter than catfish grease. I told Scotty to cover me while I gave Toby's sunroof the old Donnie Baker Doberman Pincher. I swear to God I did mine. I was like, Toby, that's what you get for leaving your sunroof open because the birds are bad this year. He tried to sue Sonny's car wash, but they said they weren't liable because he forgot to shut his sunroof. Uh-huh. You have to shut your sunroof at the car wash, man. It's state law. That ain't half as bad as the time I dropped one on Scotty's windshield in his first 40 XP. Just for fun, he hit the wipers and it looked like a bad game of hot potato. We still watch that tape. That car wash is right next to a famous strip club called TP's. Me and Scotty used to wait till our manager would have to leave for his AA meetings. Then we'd go over and bribe the strippers for 20 or 30 bucks to come over and do a free soapy show. Man, we had people lined up all the way up and down the street. Now me and Scotty made more in tips than the strippers did. It all went great till one stripper got some hot wax in the eye and tried to sue us, but luckily Scotty had a all sign waivers. I remember telling her, man, if you're going to complain about a little hot wax in the eye, you shouldn't be a stripper anyways.
Donnie, stop reading the mail and get back to work.
Shut up, Randy, before I go outside and open your sunroof. I gotta go.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin just regaled us with one of his classics.
Yes.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Pat. Jessica Alsman joins us.
Hello.
Chick McGee out on assignment. He's heading to the Ukraine.
Jesus.
What a brave soldier.
You know, I'm going to stop trying to improvise these. There's Ace running the board. Willie Griswold.
You're like Miles Davis over there.
I'm Josh Arnold.
Write it down.
At the upside sidekick chair. Tommy.
It's good to see you. And we are going to be joined. There she is by the lovely, I think she's coming up on the big screen, Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N.
Well, what time is it? Why would we have that?
There we go.
Because it's,
hi, guys.
It's
hello.
Sexy time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, you look good today, Allie. You got your,
you sound so surprised.
Well, no, I was, there was nothing on the screen. Then I look up and there you are. You're looking great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I've got my winter gear on. It's cold here.
Yeah, okay. I hear you.
I know that we have, if you've ever seen the Bob and Tom puppets, maybe we should make an Allie puppet.
Yeah, sure.
And we could do sexy time with the puppets.
Absolutely.
Oh, I would love that.
Take the puppet home. Yeah. Take the puppet home, Pat. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Take the puppet out on the street.
Okay, so I'm so sorry I brought it up. Allie, the show is called Sexy Time because we try to help people with their love lives. And what do we have for our first letter today?
Dear Allie, I'm kind of a size queen, but the guy I'm dating is the size of my thumb.
Oh, who's huge?
Yikes. He checks all the other boxes, though. Can I get him to use toys on me during sex, or would that be too obvious that he can't satisfy me?
I mean, you can absolutely get him to use toys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
just be careful how you don't want to say, here's what a real one looks like.
No, don't do that.
Don't ignore him, though. Let him... You know, let him still need to help.
So basically, he can try his best, but he still needs to finish you off with some toys, right?
Just tell him that it's not, just tell him that you love the toys. Yeah. Don't tell him that you don't like his manhood.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't tell him to strap on the toys. Tell him to use it separately.
That's a whole different ballgame there.
Yeah.
I'm sure he knows, you know. Probably.
You never know. I mean,
the thumb, size of a thumb, he's got to know.
That's where girls make mistakes, though, because I feel like if girls are like, this is so great, like if girls just tell guys positive things constantly, they won't know. But I would think in the scheme of things, he'd figure it out. I don't know.
I think he would be okay with saying, hey, I like you. Can you, you know, throw in some toys? And he should be into it.
I think he will be.
There is an alternative, you know.
What's
oh, here we go. Oh, this will be good.
Oh, no.
Brace yourself. Rather than size up the
yeah, I see.
The bolt, if you will.
Unfortunately, yes. I know where you're going.
Size down the receptacle.
Oh, so you're insisting that she's a big...
Yeah, what, well, you want her to get a clothespin?
Yeah, what do you mean? You want to...
No, I'm just saying...
The husband stitch without even having a baby?
Alternate orifice.
I thought you were going to tell her
sure,
to...
Sure,
sure. Have her your liver's in the sink. Or something.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, she might...
be careful if you don't give him a nickname that would be, you know, inappropriate.
Thumbelina.
Thumbelina would be rough.
Or you could do like calling a bald guy curly.
Yeah.
You know how they again like constantly send junk mail about like increase your size.
Sure.
Maybe she should be like, ha ha ha, let's do it for fun. See if
Well, those things don't work, Allie, a lot of times.
That's a good point.
Is that right?
I read.
Your boyfriend's diary.
No.
Growers, not showers, monthly.
Hey, is this a bicycle pump? No.
No.
Yeah, you don't name it. You know.
Yeah, just introduce the toy.
Hey, how's King Kong doing? He's going to know you're kidding.
King Kong, this is barely Mighty Joey.
He may be a swell fella.
She said
but not
he's
swell
great.
Enough, apparently.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, he might need to swell.
Yeah, the introduction of some devices would be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we were talking to... gosh, what's the guy's name? Tom Arnold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not this.
Remember this controversy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Rosie O'Donnell.
Roseanne at the time.
Why did I get that?
Throwing something down the hallway.
Right? Wrong person.
Roseanne was saying that when they had intimate relations, it was like, how did she word it? Throwing a hot dog down a hallway
or
something.
She said he was tiny, and he said that. It was like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah. if you land at 747 on the Grand Canyon, there's a lot of room. good luck to him. Okay, let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen is our guest. You can reach her, Allibreen. Love trouble. We're here to help with sexy time.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend made me park illegally last night when we went out for dinner. We came home, and my car was towed. He came with me to get it, but he didn't pay for anything. And when I told him it was his fault, he said, what? I'm the one who should have read the signs. Isn't he being a jerk or am I wrong?
Yes, he's a jerk.
It's his fault.
He is being a jerk.
Total jerk.
Not good.
total jerk here. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Next time, valet your car and just sleep with the valet. That could be a good solution to this.
Great job. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or take his car to another guy's house. Yeah, and just sleep with that guy.
Yeah.
We're not helping anybody here. Let's move on to our next letter.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Once again, Allie Breen, Allibreen, please, it's sexy time. What do you got?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend used to sleep in hot lingerie, but she has now switched to my heavy sweats. How do I convince her to go back?
Well, first of all, check local listings. It's gotten a little chillier outside. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Sleep in? Is that what
turn
he said?
Up the heat.
Sleep in.
Sleep in, yeah.
What do you care? Aren't you asleep next to her? What?
I think what he's alluding to is that he wants her to dress in lingerie more.
Well, just tell her you like, hey, babe, I really like when you dress in that lingerie. You
know, yeah, that's all I gotta
say. You can sleep in the sweats, but beforehand, let's wear the lingerie.
You know what? It's not really that comfortable to sleep in, though.
Yeah, that's the baffling thing.
Or if it's like clinging to you, it might cause you to be hot.
But go buy her some new stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always a good move, too. Tom's right.
Buy it new.
Yep.
What do you mean buy it?
Sell it used.
Yeah. Hey baby, this is game worn.
I thought we talked about buying.
You can buy
lingerie.
It new to her.
Have you purchased lingerie for a woman?
I never have.
Nor have I.
Yeah, that's a tricky deal.
I would
deal.
Have no idea.
Yeah.
I would rather go, hey, let's go pick out something for you. And then happily pay for it and let her choose it.
Okay.
This place why is this place called Granny Panties? That's just trying to be ironic.
Also very comfortable. Very comfortable.
Now let me ask you this, Allie. Are you a if we were you're at your home right now, is that correct?
I am, yes. Yeah. I'm home.
Is your boyfriend there?
He's actually not. He's in LA until Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had a portable camera, would you be able to go? I'm not asking you to put anything on, but would you have any lingerie?
No, we're asking you to take something off.
Oh, hey.
Do you have any lingerie on your premises?
I have lingerie in the premises, but I've never done like a camera lingerie thing long distance, if that's what you're asking.
No, I'm just curious. But you do in fact have lingerie.
I have lingerie, but I will say in a long relationship, it's been a while since I've taken it out. That does fade.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Do you think if you took it out, he would be suspicious?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, probably. He'd be like, what did you do? What are you making up for?
Good call.
Now, Alzi, are you a lingerie person?
I have a couple of items, but I don't remember the last time I've had to use them. I've worn them.
your house is behind mine. The last time was December 11th.
Yeah, that's when you had to get
2019.
You had to get that free hot water heater.
It's an inside joke.
Sorry. A little comedy there.
Yeah. Do you guys care about lingerie? I feel like there must be some that do.
I'd be more interested in the sweats. I think it's really cute when
very
yeah
really?
Yeah
your
yeah
t-shirt like yep. I love yep. wearing Donnie's like big t-shirt to sleep
yeah.
in.
Yeah, that's super cute.
Yeah, sometimes the lingerie is too much. It's just like a
yeah.
Okay, is this some kind of a joke?
The hottest thing, though,
are you gonna take the dog out wearing that thing?
Can you imagine? She walks in.
No.
Hi, honey. What is this? Some kind of joke?
How are you gonna walk the dog in that?
Yeah. She would just walk out, grab the lighter fluid. Set the house on fire and get in the car.
Some kind of joke.
No, it's just some kind of joke.
It's just so. I don't know. It just seems weird. It's weird to me.
Yeah, we know.
The hottest thing a woman can wear is whatever she feels hottest in. Mm-hmm. That's the man when she's feeling
self confidence.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
Now, would you find, what if you went the other way? Would you find it exciting if it was like a old fashioned grandma girdle?
What? And, I thought you were going to say if the guy was wearing lingerie.
I would, but that's because I always wanted to bang my grandma. But I think most people.
I'm so sorry I brought that up.
Not both of them. I'm not sick.
Now, did you ever, when you were a kid,
yeah.
Josh?
Hotter.
Josh, did you ever, for whatever reason, maybe you were looking for something in your parents' room, did you ever find any lingerie? Or?
No, I found porn.
Movies or magazines?
It was a video, and it was not of them.
Ooh, God, thank you.
Because I know where you're going. Yeah,
that'd be rough.
Oh my gosh, that would have been rough. It was bad enough that I watched the porn, and it was in the middle of the movie, and he was like, "Oh, well, now I know where Dad stopped."
I know what Dad was into.
Oh, close up of her feet, huh? All right.
I would imagine that. In our world now,
yes.
With the constant presence of cameras, et cetera, there's going to be a whole generation that's going to be stumbling upon
probably
porno of whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's all just search history. Yeah. You look at anyone's computer, you can tell exactly what they're into if they haven't cleared their history.
Mm-hmm.
But also on the phone and one of the comedians was in here. And this was kind of a pre-COVID thing, but they would do selfies you know, people would come up after the shows, and he would take their camera, right. And he would hold it to do the selfie. Right. And he was saying usually if he'd immediately hit the photo library, and usually he said, I have to go 2, 3, 4 in before I start getting to the sexting pictures.
So not on my phone.
It's out there in a big way. Not, yeah, and not on mine.
It's a young people's
Are you
deal.
Into the sexting thing, Allie?
I've done it, but I wouldn't say I'm into it. That's another thing that's more like beginning exciting relationship thing that after a while it's like, all right, seen it.
Yeah. Looks the same as before.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I think it's always cool.
Anytime I've never, I want.
I've really? Never gotten tired of it.
Seen anyway. It, touched it, got the t-shirt. Yeah,
done everything.
So, Allie, you're just saying that guys need to mix it up a little bit. Put a little hat on there, draw a little goatee near the head, have a good time. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that'd be so
yeah,
funny.
That's what I'm saying. Do some lighting, have a costume.
Oh,
yeah,
all right.
A dance. Do a little helicopter.
Give him a little vest and a little bow.
Lace it up.
Look, he's Abe Lincoln.
What was the news story we had last week? About sexting and the. Remember this?
A lot of people sexed, wasn't it?
Well, we also had one yesterday regarding a new work. I'm sorry, a church who is right. implementing an app.
Oh, yeah,
Allie.
Shameware app.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's an app called Covenant Eyes. Apparently, they collect, monitor, and report all sorts of behavior. You put it on your phone, and if you look at something you're not supposed to, it tells the church.
Oh, and they send you Bible verses?
I guess.
Repent.
It even takes a screenshot and sends that to whoever is monitoring
you. To your accountability partner is what they call it.
So it's kind of like having a sponsor for your whatever you're looking at on your phone.
That's ridiculous. I would just look up the most obnoxious stuff to shock them. Like bestiality. Who knew?
You'd be getting a scarlet letter. By the way, Allie, I got a really nice letter, and I don't have it in front of me. A great letter about your performance in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. They enjoyed your show and took the time and trouble to write me a note to say hi back.
Oh, that's really nice. There were a bunch of people up there that said they were Bob and Tom fans, so they all said to say hello.
Okay,
it was a really fun show. Nice people up there.
We have time for one more letter. What do you got?
Dear Allie, me and my boyfriend like to talk dirty during sex.
Yeah, he
always asks about my fantasies, and I make stuff up, but his fantasies always involve my real friends.
No.
And lately, it's been one in particular. Now I've been acting crazy whenever we're around her, and I actually flipped out on him about it, and he said, are you kidding? We're just talking when we talk about that. But I think he'd definitely cheat on me with her if he had the opportunity. Am I right, or am I being crazy?
Well, none of us can say for sure whether or not he would cheat, but he likes her. Mm. He's attracted. I should say he's attracted to her physically.
Well, there's the old, I forget which magazine. One of the sort of softcore porno magazines had a feature called The Girl Next Door.
Yeah,
And the idea behind it was
Hustler. Yeah,
was that what it was? I don't know. The idea was whatever Playboy. The women were unattainable and they were too glossy and all overly made up. And the idea with The Girl Next Door was, well, it could happen. You know, it's someone you're in contact with, and
that's kind of the secret of guys, isn't it? It's girls fantasize about Ryan Gosling and Harry Styles, and we are fantasizing about your sister,
your sister, the checkout girl.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher for Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.